Hello, hello. Welcome to the By the Cottage Hearth podcast. I'm your host, Dana Marie. I typically work with people in the healing space who are struggling to articulate and communicate the magic of their work in a concise way that their audience can understand. This is a trailer for the podcast. This is to see if you can stand the sound of my voice, really, if we're going to be spending a bit of time together consuming some audio content, or if you're watching this on YouTube, you are going to see my wonderful face and all of my post-it notes, because yes, post-it notes are life. I'm going to give you a couple of facts about myself, and by couple I mean five, because five's a nice number. And just talk about the point of the podcast and give you a chance to see whether you want to subscribe and listen to me a bit more. All right, let's go. Number one, I am incredibly neurospicy. This means that I tangent a lot, but I promise I eventually get to the point. The reason why I've allowed myself to tangent is because I've realized that if I give myself too much structure, then I have more anxiety over what I want to say, rather than letting those downloads come through and just trusting that what I say is exactly what I needed to say in that moment. I'm also incredibly honest. I can be a bit blunt, a little bit direct, always with love. But it's important that you know that if you are neurospicy or not, I talk pretty fast as well. So giving you the capacity to listen to me in this space means that you can slow me down or speed me up, depending on how your brain wants to process that information. Another thing you need to know is that I swear a lot. I can't even say whether that's happened or not. This is why all of my episodes and generally the podcast will have an explicit tag. This is because, one, that is how I express myself. I have a lot of vocabulary and a lot of words to use, but really, sometimes a good old F-bomb just explains and says everything that I need it to say. I also don't want the guests that I have coming on to feel like they can't express themselves in a genuine way. I've been on podcasts before where I've had to watch my language, and I spend more time worrying about that than just delivering the message that I want to say in the first place. So if swearing is going to offend you, this is not going to be the podcast for you. Number three, I'm caught between wanting to establish roots and wanting to be nomadic. Self-sufficiency and homesteading is really important to me. It's how I grew up. It's a core part of who I am. I'm very much a do-it-yourself kind of person. If I can try and figure out how to make it or create it myself, I try and do that. But then I also have this other side of me that is incredibly nomadic. So this is the 65th house that I've lived in my life. Yes, 65. And counting, as we won't be here forever either. On one hand, that started probably from a dysfunctional, traumatic childhood, but the more I've looked into my energetic blueprint, whatever system that you're looking at, my charts, it's always going to be a part of who I am. And the more that I kind of leaned into that, the more I learned about myself. But it's this kind of dichotomy that I'm constantly struggling with. Number four, I am pagan. I identify as a Volfa. That is my spiritual calling. That is my path. And for those of you who aren't familiar, trust me, that's at least 98% of people. The closest equivalent is describing it as a type of Norse shamanism. The Norse pantheon is really important to me. I work with Frigg. And my path as a Volva is one of holding space and offering guidance, if I'm going to summarize that the best way that I can. And number five, I am a mum of two. I live in Sydney, Australia. I have an American partner, and we have a rescue staffie called Frida. Yes, Frida Kahlo. And while I am a proud mum and I love my children very much, I have boundaries around putting them on social media because I believe that my children deserve to be able to give informed consent as to what is going up in the world of social media, and I don't believe that they're old enough to be able to issue that. So personal choice, I might occasionally speak about my kids, but I won't be putting them on social media. So why I wanted to do the podcast, we're going to go straight back to that me being honest thing. Honestly, it's reach for my business. And if that bothers you and you don't really want to be speaking about the nitty-gritty of business, again, this is probably not the podcast for you. But I work with healers because I understand on a very deep level the impact that they're here to create in the world. A lot of my work is as a healer as well, using my own tools and modalities in the work that I do. But ultimately, I recognize the gross undercharging that goes on in the healing industry, the fact that a lot of healers are still working, you know, full-time jobs or side jobs to try and supplement the income for the healing work that they do. And I believe that it is my calling to help these healers build and grow their businesses so it becomes a recognizable profession again, that they don't have to be hustling and burning themselves out with a day job that is draining them and, you know, sucking their soul dry. That healing is an option as a full-time gig. So reach is honestly probably the number one reason why I started looking at doing a podcast. I also consume a lot of audio content myself, is usually what I do before I start working with someone, to build that know, like, trust that we hear so much about. And I do Thursday day lives on my Facebook page because I think it's really important that before you work with someone, you get to kind of see what they're about. So I started doing my Thursday lives as an opportunity for people who were interested in working with me to see if they can see how I am, see how I talk, see if we kind of vibe a little bit before we get on a call and start talking. And honestly, if we're going to be spending an extended period of time together, you kind of want to know that I'm your person, or I'm your type of person. So giving people an opportunity to get to know me was another motivator behind doing the podcast. And the third one, coming back to purpose, I love giving people a space to be heard. It's the foundation behind my business. That's why self-expression is so important to me, which I shall be discussing in episodes coming up. But being able to give a space for guests to come on and speak about their work, and giving the audience an opportunity to see how different people speak about different modalities, about their stories. I just love giving people an opportunity to say that, because I think a lot of us in the healing space were invalidated growing up. We weren't seen or heard or reassured that we were safe. And I think it's really important to me to give people a space to express themselves in whatever that form looks like, and just give them a platform for their voice. So that's me today. If it sounds like you could get on board with listening to me a little bit every week, then make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. If you are liking and reviewing podcast episodes, it really helps get that reach out there and gets me in front of more people, and it's very much appreciated. Otherwise, I shall see you on an episode.